The mayor stood outside the Lydia T. Wright School with several students who play instruments, along with teachers and parents. Brown asked for a drum roll from one of the students.
Thank you. We are here to announce today that working with the Buffalo City Council, I will be proposing to add $400,000 to fully restore music programs in the Buffalo Public Schools.
13-year-old Ryan Saunders attends the school. He has spina bifida and over the last 2 years learned how to play the drums. Saunders doesn't want to lose his chance to play music.
I was very upset.
I was very surprised.
I didn't think that would happen. And I was hoping that wouldn't happen.
Common Council President Richard Fontana joined the mayor. Lawmakers are currently on summer recess, but Fontana pledges to try to push for a session as early as this Thursday.
The task of getting five council members together in August is going to be like herding cats. But we will do our best, and I'll be taking attendance this week to see who's where and what they're doing. Hopefully, maybe by Thursday, we could get this item approved in the council.
The mayor says once approved, Say Yes to Education would oversee the funding, making sure it's used for the proper music programs. But as the primary race draws near, WBFO News asked the mayor why he waited just weeks before the start of school to announce the funding.
Well, obviously, work had to be done, research had to be done, a plan had to be drafted that made sense to fully restore music to all of the schools and all of the children that were going to lose it.
Nick Carello is a music teacher at the Lydia Wright School, and he's pleased with the mayor's efforts. He says at this point he's not sure about his position for the upcoming school year.
I was sort of left by the administration at the school, sort of left ambiguous. I didn't know for sure. I was told I would be, but I was told by other sources that I wouldn't be.
School Superintendent Pamela Brown says the funding would restore more than five full-time jobs. Superintendent Brown says the district is grateful for the support of the city in assisting to restore instrumental music. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.